entertaining, cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
You're listening to To The Max.
To The Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and happy 2009. This is Max Tucci. I am your host of To The Max. My co-host, as you all know, is going to be Cherub for the new show in 2009, but tonight she has the night off. I just wanted to tell you all that I'm here in Florida. It's 2009. I'm glad you're all here. I'm back with me on the air. It's good to be a new year, and there's a lot to talk about. I was going to actually have a New Year's resolution show, but that's going to be next week. So I want you all to think about this seriously, what you're going to have for your New Year's resolution. I have my niece here, so I know she wants to say something. So I'm going to turn over the mic to her just for about a minute or so. We're down here in Florida. She's getting all nice and tan. So Lily, what do you want to say?
Happy holidays to all. And I want to say happy holidays to a lot of people. My mom, my dad, my uncle, my nana.
Happy New Year, too.
And everybody.
Right? What about Happy New Year?
Happy New Year.
Say Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year, everyone.
You want to sing a little song?
Yeah.
What do you want to sing? Come here. She's so cute, you guys. Lily is 7 years old. She's my niece. She's my sister Nikki's daughter. Sing You Get the Limo Out Front.
You get the limo out front. Ooh, ah, ooh. A hat styles every shoe, every color. And when you're famous, it could be kind of fun. It's really you, but no one ever discovers. Whoever thought that a girl like me would double as a superstar. You get the best of both worlds. Chill it out, take it slow, then you rock out the show. You get the best of both worlds. Mix it all together and you know that it's the best of both worlds. Good night!
All right, that's how we roll, right, Lily? Well, if you're an agent out there and you want to sign my niece, she is going to be the next Disney star, so get ready, everyone. Better than that. Anyway, so I got to tell you all, again, happy 2009. What did you all do? I went to the Anglers Hotel. You can check them out at theanglersresort.com in Miami. It is the chicest little boutique hotel. My friends from A Small World, Constantino, invited me. He's with the Academia Barilla, so check Academia Barilla out. Fun times. Great, great time. We made it safely. And then we went to the Hard Rock Cafe Casino. So my sister's here in the studio, and I don't know, maybe she wants to say something to all you listeners out there.
Happy New Year's, guys.
So there you go.
Stick to those resolutions. Healthy, happy.
Healthy, happy. Speaking of healthy and happy, you know, we've got what? We've got my sister's company, a chocolateaday.info, and check that out. Have a healthy New Year. So happy birthday from healthy to happy. So we've got my friend Anthony. It's his birthday. And I know that he had some problems getting in from Mexico. So I hope you're back safe here. Back. I don't know if you're back in New York yet, but I know you're driving through California. So welcome back home. And happy birthday to you. When you get back to New York, we'll all get together. There they go, leaving the studio. So you're going to hear a door close. But anyway, so I've got to tell you a bunch of things. Happy birthday again to Jen Beller, my girl Jen. She's going to celebrate her birthday this week. She's a rock star. And, you know, I do those cooking shows on News 12 with my girl Heather Kovar. Happy birthday to you, Heather Kovar. And Jen Beller share the same birthday. Check out heatherkovar.com. She's got a blog there. She's a cool girl. She's actually an Emmy winner, Emmy Award winner. So, nonetheless, that's where we are. And I got to thank Stacy and Robbie. You know, they were on my show last week, Stacy and Robbie, and we had a fun time with them. My YouTube star search, which I'm continuing, by the way. So if you know of a YouTube star searcher or a YouTube phenomenon and you want them on To The Max, email me at max@maxtucci.com. And what can I tell you? We're going to put the, you know, I'll interview them, have them on the air. And ultimately, someone is going to win a record deal. They have to sing. They have to have over 1 million hits. And that's what Stacy and Robbie did. I'm going to play their song later for you guys in the show. In case you missed last week's show, But in case you did, you can go to latalkradio.com and get my archives and every other archive that's there. Wow. LA Talk Radio is growing. I feel so weird. I'm so used to having my co-host Cherubon now for the last couple times, and she's not here, but she's going to Dubai. So I got a big up to her in Dubai and my friend Derek Khan that's in Dubai as well. I've got to do a shout-out. I know I'm all over the place. That's what I am. My show, 2009 to the Max, is going to go to a whole another era, okay? It's going to be fantastic. But I got doggy listeners, too. So I have Lola and Bandito listening tonight. Lola and Bandito. The doggies listening. And here we are in 2009. Wow. I've eaten my way through the New Year so far. I went to a great restaurant tonight. Gary Wu's in Boca. If you're in Boca, go get your munch on at Gary Wu's, the best Chinese food. Wow. We were sitting right next to Neil Sedaka. He's performing tomorrow night. Check out neilsedaka.com. Make a little plug for him performing in Boca Raton tomorrow night. Boca Boca. And yeah, he's a cool guy. Cool guy. Speaking of food, Amazon Cafe in Jupiter. Go get your munch on over there. We've got a great little cafe over there at the Amazon Cafe. Met these wonderful people at Kinko's. My sister had to do some stuff there today. And what do you know? One thing leads to another. Lovely lady. And she started telling me that she had this fantastic cafe, Amazon Cafe. She's from Brazil. And so there we were. Hey, y'all, call in 323-203-0815 is the number here at the studio. 323-203-0815. You know, I spoke about on my Christmas show about giving back and charity. And there was a great organization called LessCancer.org. And the doggy, I just got a little instant message. The doggy say thanks for the shout out at the lake house. That's my friend Scott. He's got a fantastic lake house in Candlewood Lake. And all I got to tell you is the dogs are so cute. They're French bulldogs. Oh my God. Lola and Bendito. They say thank you. So thank you all for listening tonight. Got to give you thanks. Thank you, Scotty. So anyway, on my show from Christmas, I told you guys about LessCancer.org. And Bill, who's the founder, Bill Cousins, who's the founder and the answer to all of the Less Cancer out there, is going to be, I think, on the show, calling in right now. So, Bill, this is Max, and I think this is Bill. If this is you, hi. If it's not, it's a caller on the line. So this is Max, and you're live onto the Max. Who's this?
Hey, Max. It is Bill.
Is this Bill?
Yeah, how are you doing? Good.
Very well. So now you have less
Thanks
cancer.
Thanks for asking me to call in.
Absolutely. You know, I know that this is an organization that's near and dear to you. So tell people real quick what it's about and where they can get more information.
Well, 5 years ago when my sister died of cancer, I founded an organization called Next Generation Choices Foundation. Complicated name for a lot of reasons, but one of our programs is this Less Cancer campaign. And the idea of Less Cancer was to provide information and communities with this idea that we could be reducing cancer-causing exposures. Today, as you know, the numbers for cancer are huge. One out of every 10
right.
men, one of every 3 women, huge. In every school day in this country, we have 46 children diagnosed with cancer. So
but
while we're
hope,
getting... Pardon me?
Is there hope?
Yeah, well, you know, we're really getting great at the cure. But cancer should not be an expected stage of life. It shouldn't be something we all expect to get. And seemingly, that seems to be the way it goes. But, you know, there is no one silver bullet. There are just, you know, it seems to me that there are, there is a price to pay for a lot of the conveniences that we undertake, and there are things out there that, you know, are unnecessary and preventable exposures. We know that it's not always easy to tell, and we're not always very thoughtful about these things because we just, you know, we reach for the first thing not knowing. Really, you know, if it says it's going to do a particular thing, we grab it and run. But we're not always mindful of outcomes. And we know things like, you know, there are some known exposures like smoking or UV light, asbestos, right. Pesticides, some pesticides, hormones, metals, you know, all the obvious things. But there are also things that we really don't know that we bring into our homes every day and we have very little understanding of. This probably doesn't make a huge difference with us every day, but for kids it does because kids aren't adults. They're under construction.
Their bodies
are quite
still growing.
Fragile,
yeah.
Huh?
Their bodies are still growing and developing.
Yeah. And they, you know, they're absorbing things at a different rate, and they're much more vulnerable to toxins than we are. But, you know, I'm not a scientist, Max. I'm just an advocate. And so I let a lot of the scientists do the talking on these issues. But the whole idea of Less Cancer is to really raise awareness that there are exposures out there that we could be reducing. And it really isn't just one or two, but it's really the blend of them. You know, there's something like 87,000 chemicals out there today, and we really have very little information on a lot of these things. So, you know, I think, you know, typically in this country, we've often made the mistake that a lack of data translates to safe. Well, we know that's not true.
Right.
And so, you know, that what I've done, you know, the way that we've got to know each other was, you know, through the Less Cancer Cause on Facebook. And that is, the Less Cancer Cause page on Facebook is very new. It's only a couple weeks old. And I'm really trying to get people on board for that. So if you have any Facebook listeners out there and they can go to the Less Cancer Cause page, that would be a huge, huge help. And if they could sign on.
And then what's your website also?
LessCancer.org, LessCancer.org. But we're really trying to get folks on to the Less Cancer Cause page and get people behind us in that way.
Cool.
So,
well, you know what,
anything
guys?
That you can do.
Yeah, you know, I'm on Facebook. Actually, that's how we connected on Facebook, through our friend Karen Cord.
Right,
and,
right.
Facebook is the place where people are going to network. So if any friends of mine are listening on my Facebook page and you want more information, email me there and I'll send you the link and we'll get this thing going. We'll see how many people we can get going. And then
that
we'll
would
do
be
a
great.
Where you guys have to invite your friends.
I really appreciate it, Max.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate your help.
Absolutely. I thank you for calling in. And call me in the future and let me know the update of where we are with the Facebook people contacting you and wanting and caring and wanting to make a difference with Less Cancer. So
sure, I really appreciate it.
We'll take the pledge here to the max. You know, it's 2009, a new year, so we want to promote health this year and get people going. So LessCancer.org, go there, go on Facebook, find them, hit up Bill and tell him what's going on, and we'll all get you guys connected. Right. So thanks so much for calling in. Have a wonderful 2009, and we hope that in 2009 cancer will be less. So
yeah, you too, Max. Thanks so much. Happy New Year.
Likewise.
Yeah, take care. Yeah, bye-bye.
Good night. Bye-bye. LessCancer.org. Everyone, Facebook.com. Places to go. You know, that's what my show's about. But, yeah, thanks so much, Bill, for calling in. Speaking of health, remember, chocolateaday.info. Help you with that. Now, you guys remember when Tiffany was on my show, right? Tiffany, that's my girl. I think we're alone now. There doesn't seem to be anyone around. All right, I'm not a singer. But, you know, my YouTube star search is looking for singers. So, you know what I'm talking about. But, yeah, man, my girl Tiffany ranked number one on Billboard Breakouts for Hot Dance Club Play. They ranked one higher than Britney, bitch, according to my friend Sean. So go Hydra. And that's HydraMusicProductions.com. Check them out. They're currently number one on the Billboard Breakouts for a Hot Dance Club. HydraMusicProductions.com. And my girl, Tiffany, we got to have you back on the show. So, Tiffany, congratulations. Rock out in 09. And HydraMusicProductions.com. Maybe Hydra's going to get involved with my YouTube star search. Sean, if you're out there, call in 323-203-0815 and let's maybe get it together. I got some amazing YouTubers that I'm going to feature this year. For the next 2 months, I'm doing the YouTube star search. I got to promote that. And there's a little bit of requirements, over 1 million hits, and you have to sing. So on that note, you know what that means. I've got my music. I love music. I got my music connections in. And you remember I had Gabe Lopez on, my boy Gabe, that night with Phoenix and Sybil, and Varsity Fan Club wasn't on that night. East West Boys were, and my girl Kelly. All y'all were there. And I know that Gabe has 1 million things going on. So I wanted to call in. I want all y'all to call in. 323-203-0815. Bill, you know what his New Year's resolution was, is to get less cancer going. Maybe that was, maybe it wasn't. Maybe I just made that up for him. But I want to know what yours are, because next week we have an amazing, amazing show. We have the founders of Aerospace New York and soon to be Miami coming on. My boxing god and goddess, they will be on. And they're going to be talking about a fit and healthy new year for a new you. I had to do this show tonight because I know that, you know, my girl Oprah is going to have her show tomorrow about New Year's resolutions. And I wanted to have mine first. I'm to the max. So check out aerospacenyc.com and let me know what's going on with your thoughts for a new year, a new you. Be fit, be happy, right? That's what it's all about. So, callers, when you call into my show, I'm just getting a little note from Sam right now to please unblock your number. Can't take blocked calls. My switchboard will reject you. It's not my fault. Sorry to say, but please unblock your numbers. Unblock your numbers, people. And call in too. You ready? 323-203-0815. You know, my friend Michelle, she loves the fact that I'm going to have a co-host, and I love the fact that I'm going to, too, because I don't have to talk to myself anymore. I get to talk with my co-host, Cherub. We're going to be doing a big photo shoot. You know, she's got her billboards with her Pepsi ads out there. So, out there. When I say out there, I mean L.A. So, I look forward to having Cherub on as my full-time co-host. It'll be To the Max with Max and Cherub. So she got the gig. That's my girl. What's up? She's a singer. She's amazing. She's a model. Great girl. Speaking of beautiful girls, my girl, she was on the show, guys. Melky. Melky is now married to my boy Supreme. I'm here actually in Florida. I was here at their wedding, the most beautiful wedding. It was such a beautiful night. Wyclef performed his thing. Movado performed. It was an off-the-hook wedding. That's all I got to say. Melky, Supreme, congratulations. God bless you both. Have some babies already, please. I know you're just married, but Supreme, do your thing. I want Melky's so, and they're such a beautiful, handsome couple. So they got to make some babies. Now, I'm here in Florida, and I wanted to tell you a couple things that I did down here. Oh, you know, one was the Angler's Resort. Anglersresort.com. Go to maxtucci.com for more information. And if you're coming to Miami and you don't want the hoopla and the hoopla and the hoopla and all that nonsense, check out the Angler Resort. Amazing restaurant, amazing little boutique hotel, great rooms, great rates. You'll love the place. So check them out. Also, my friend Susie Saint-Tropez has a store here. You got to check it out for amazing, beautiful clothes. Go to Susie Saint-Tropez. She's got 50% off. And, of course, I was here. One of my favorite things that I told you about on my Christmas show was the different company perfume. And I met a lady named Bonnie, who is the nicest woman. She works at Neiman Marcus here in Boca Raton. And we had such a great conversation. It's so nice to speak to knowledgeable people about, you know, their passions and things. And there's a movie that I'm supposed to see called Perfume. So I want some of you to check it out, too, Perfume. Also, let me know what's going on with brothers and sisters, because I always miss it. You know, sad. I miss my show, brothers and sisters. Let me know. Call in from an unblocked number, 323-203-0815. And let me know what you guys are thinking. I'm going to tell you now that, you know, I got down to Florida, Delta. Delta.com, that's who I fly. They bring me everywhere I need to go. Delta.com. Oh, I'm jumping around. But I was at Neiman Marcus. Oddly enough, I walk in. The first thing I see is my friend Filippo Ricci's father's collection, Stefano Ricci. Fate has it, Filippo's down in Florida too. We missed each other by one day. He had to fly back to go to Paris. But check out StefanoRicci.com, the most amazing, 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 amazing men's line. StefanoRicci.com. Love the clothes. Filippo, you need to hook me up. Hook me up. Hook me up. Hook me up. Okay. Call in 323-203-0815. Happy New Year, everybody. That's what we're talking about. Oh, did I tell you I went to the Body Museum? Went with my grandmother. Had so much, I don't know, I wouldn't say fun. I went with my friend Michelle. Michelle, if you're listening, call me right now, please. Actually, I'm going to text you while I'm on the air. How bootleg ghetto am I? But it's my show. I could do what I want. So I'm going to text Michelle because I want her to give her opinion of the Body Museum. It's kind of weird because, like, there were babies, and they're all real people, you know? So, I don't know. It kind of freaked me out a little bit. It totally gave me a whole different perspective on life. And my friend Catherine, who, she's also a DJ, you know, she said it makes you really think, like, you're walking art. And you know what? It totally does. So, I don't know where it's going to be next, but go to thebodymuseum.com or the body, go check, Google it, the Body Museum, Body Museum, and see what they're, where they are. I know they're in Atlanta, I know they're in Puerto Rico, but it's really curious. So that's what I have to say about that. It really disturbed me, but fascinated me at the same time. And I know we have some callers calling in, so where are my callers? Callers, where are you at? Call me, 323-203-0815. And I'm here on the radio show. I know Gabe is trying to call in. I don't know for some reason why it's just ringing. But Sam, where are you at? My boys are trying to call in to plug what's going on for them in 2009. Why don't you call me and let me know what's going on in 2009 for you? For your family, for your health, for yourself, for whomever, for your pets. What are we doing for our pets this year? I know that I'm going to be with Adopt a Dog, and Adopt a Dog is a fantastic organization that really cares for animals. They're in Connecticut and also in Westchester, and they really, really need your support. AdoptADog.org, adopt-a-dog.org. Let's plug them. So I know that my friend Cindy's out there, and she's on and off and on. We're trying to chat on iChat. I'm doing a virtual show here, everyone. I'm communicating to you all via LA Talk Radio to the max. Check out my webpage, maxtucci.com. I'm also talking to people online because I can. So if you're calling me, people, unblock your phone. I can't get you. Can't get through. So give a call. And, yeah, you know, I'm exhausted, as always, because I'm nonstop traveling. You know, I take life to the max. I wish Cherub were here right now because I could be able to talk to her live. Oh, hi to my friend Elizabeth Yates. Yeah, Elizabeth Yates, I love you. I miss you. Where are you at? Call me. People. Why are people, you know, I love people. You're like, I'm going to call. Don't worry. We're going to call in. Then we were like shy to get on the air. So I don't know what to tell you. www.latalkradio.com is the place to be. There's some thieves out there that are trying to steal my boy Sam's idea. I'm going to hunt you down, people. Stop stealing Sam's baby over here at LA Talk Radio. You'll never be the same because LA Talk Radio is the only place to be. I got a caller on. I knew it would happen. Caller, you're live onto the max. Who's this?
Oh, Maxwell.
Is this Gabe?
It is. What's going on?
Jesus Christ. finally you're here. There's been a crazy thing going on with the switchboard.
I've been in the bathtub, so I kept dropping the phone. Sorry about that.
Oh, of course. And you know what? I'm here in a studio, chilling, doing my thing. And, you know, I'm in Florida. Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year. How's Florida going?
It is so nice.
Sweet.
It is so beautiful, and I love it. And let me tell you, Gabe, you know, I'm having a YouTube star search.
Oh, sweet.
And what I'm doing is I have all these musicians. You have to have over 1 million hits, and you have to be a singer. And last week's show, I had Stacey and Robbie. This girl is amazing. And so maybe, you know, send over some, you know, check out YouTube, because I know you're in the industry. But I know you're here for a different, I got to talk to you about music. But I know you're here. Gabe was on the show once before with Stonehall Productions because he writes for them. But Gabe also has his own thing. You know, we talked about his CD. But I know that your friend Jordan Shannon's debut single, Music Revolution on iTunes, is up and running. And plug it, boy. What's up?
Well, yeah, it just came out. It was on the soundtrack for a long-term relationship. And Jordan's been plugging away for a while, and his single just came out, and his album drops, I think, in March. So there's a lot of things coming out at the same time.
Did I say her single? I mean his single.
Say it again?
His single. Jordan's single. Jordan is
Jordan's
a guy.
Jordan's single. Yeah. His single just
we got him
out
on the show, so let me know when you want him on.
Totally.
So his single's out.
Single
what's his single?
Well, and tell you about his single?
Yeah, it's on iTunes, right?
It's on iTunes, it's on Napster, it's on MySpace, almost everywhere.
And your single, where's your single? Same place.
And my single comes out, I believe it's February 10th on 2/10.
Your single's going to be in Aquarius.
I know. I know. We tried to get it timed earlier, and it's still but I think that's going to be the date that it comes out. And my album also drops in March as well. And I know the Varsity Fan Club has a single out, and their album comes out soon, and Jim Ferraro. So it's cool because all these projects I've been working on are kind of hitting around the same time.
Listen, what's a New Year's resolution you have?
One of my New Year's resolutions?
Yeah.
To be more assertive. I think I'm actually, even though I do music and I perform at, like, you know, the Roxy and the Viper Room and all that, I'm actually pretty shy. And so I think just to be more assertive in terms of business and what have you. That's my news. Well, what about you? Anything good?
You know what? On my last show, I have a new show. To the Max is my show here, and it's going to be changing a little bit because I'm going to have a co-host. Okay. And my New Year's resolution is to have my show a little more formatted because I've been doing it off the hook, off the cuff, having fun doing my thing, and it works for me. But some people are like, you are schizophrenic, bipolar. No one knows. You don't know where you are. And that's all right. So really, on my last show, I said that nothing needs to be resolved in my life. But for my life, it's fine. But for To The Max, I'm going to have a tighter show, a better show. Not better in the sense of better, because I think it's fantastic. But a more organized show, which will have a co-host, Cherub. So we're looking forward to a new show, To The Max, you know, with a new co-host.
Let me know. I'll tune in and check it out.
Yeah, and I want Jordan on, so let's make that happen.
Yeah, totally. He's in town, so I'm sure he's starting to do his press junkets and what have you, so I'm sure he'd love to
be. Well, you know where the studio is. You've been there. We have a phenomenal studio. So even if I'm not in the studio, come over.
Right,
you can have anyone come over. And, you know, we can do the show. They could be there, and I could be in Dubai. So it all works out for everyone.
Sounds good to me.
So rock and roll. Plug your stuff again, your website.
Yeah, it's GabeLopez.com, GabeLopez.com. And check me out on iTunes and MySpace, and Jordan Shannon's new single as well, Jordan Shannon.
Check it out, and be more assertive for 2009.
Yeah. All right, thanks.
Well, you are here, right? You're not shy. You're plugging stuff, so there you go.
That's true. Off to a good start. All right, take care, man.
All right, my brother. Well, have a good night and a happy 2009.
You too. Bye.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
So there you go, GabeLopez.com. Check him out. You know, having friends call in. I wasn't going to do the show tonight, but I felt like I was obligated to all my callers out there, how much I love you all. I know Cindy's listening out, and hopefully Cindy will call in with her New Year's resolution. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I wasn't going to do the show tonight, but I felt like I had to because Cherub isn't here, and I felt like, you know what, it's a new year, we're going to have a new show, so what should I do? I should be here for you. And that's what I am here. For you. Call me, 323 203-0815 at the studio. Make sure your number's unblocked. Otherwise, doesn't work. And I mentioned I'm going to have Stacey and Robbie's song on again so that y'all know what I'm talking about so you don't have to go to my archives. But Stacey and Robbie are amazing. Stacey's got a voice like no other. She's her own act. So I loved having her on. My first YouTube Star Search contestant, I should say. So check that out. I promise my friends at Boca Tanning Club, I'll give them a shout out. So BocaTanningClub.com. They're down here in Boca. Fun people. Amazing. Hey, y'all. Oh, New Year's resolution is next week. Email me with your New Year's resolution. Oh, my God, max@maxtucci.com. Do we really have to make resolutions? What are resolutions? Why do we need them? What are they all about? And do we stick to them? We're going to find out on next week's show when I've got a healthy show coming on, you know? And the healthy show is going to be with aerospacenyc.com. They're going to come on and tell you all how to get fit in the new year. If that's an issue for you, you know, it might not be an issue for you. But if it is an issue for you and you want to lose weight and want to know how to, then definitely tune in to next week's show on LA Talk Radio to the max, because we promise you a life-changing show next week. And other than that, you know, I don't know, Sam, you know what I'm going to do for you all, since we're talking about Stacey and Robbie so much, and since I have such a great response to their show and so many emails, how much you guys love them, I'm going to play you their song again so you can feel it. So, Sam, can we get going, please? If I Were a Boy, the Beyonce song, you know, you got to give her a big up to Beyonce. If I Were a Boy by Stacey and Robbie. And here we go.
Were a boy, even just for a day, I'd roll out of bed in the morning and throw on what I wanted and go. Drink beer with the guys and chase after girls. Kick it with who I wanted, and I never get confronted for it, 'cause they stick up for me. If I were a boy, I think I could understand how it feels to love a girl. I swear I'd be a better man. I listen to her. So they think that I was sleeping alone. I'd put myself first and make the rules as I go, 'cause I know that she'd be faithful, waiting for me to come home, to come home. If I were a you don't understand how it feels to love a girl someday you wish you ever.
Yeah, so there you go. That's my girl, man. That is my girl, Stacey and Robbie. And that was their song that they covered from Beyonce, If I Were a Boy. Check them out on MySpace.com. And they're on there, Stacey and Robbie. So I've got a caller live on the air. Caller, what's up? Who's this? Hello, caller. Are you listening? Are you out there?
Hey,
you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey. Okay, here's the New Year's resolution to be all others. Forget the future. How about the moment? The moment is the only thing that matters. You know, treat 2008 like a funeral and look forward to 2009 like a party. And make sure that you dress for it every moment.
Well, there you go. So now is the time to do your now resolution, not your New Year's resolution, right?
Well, that's it. I mean, it's like, okay, we can make resolutions for the future, but, you know, if we don't honor the moment, then we don't have any control over the future. The moment is what we have control over. So I'm just saying, you know, enjoy the moment.
Have you made a New Year's resolution for yourself besides just for the moment, though? For those who are saying, I can't deal with it now? Well, name a couple, because next week we have a major New Year's resolution show. We have basically the Get Fit New Year's Resolution show and anything else that people need to do in their life. So I'm going to have on everyone from fitness instructors to mind instructors to coaches, life coaches. So what do you want to do for New Year's?
You know what? My main thing is being grateful for what I have. Taking stock. Mm-hmm. Like looking at all the blessings that I have and all the good things that I actually brought into fruition this year based on resolutions and things I focused on last year, and just being really ready for the new one. That's it.
Cool.
I mean, I don't have a lot of control over anything other than the moment. And in this moment, I'm saying, Max, I love you.
And you know, I got to tell you, Gabe, I just had a caller on. He called me and he said, "What's your New Year's resolution?" And I really don't have a resolution, but I have a quote. And my quote for New Year's was, I was thinking one day and I was like, what do I have to tell all my listeners on To The Max on LA Talk Radio? I said, you know what? The things that you reached for in 2008, in 2009, grab them.
You know what? Rock on. And you are so right. And Max, you know what? The stuff that we programmed for last year are like, I mean, in my world anyway, are like little glimpses. And mm-hmm. It's like if I choose to focus on them, they become like, you know, I don't know, giant, giant things. And that's where I'm going. That's where I am.
So I'm going with what you reached for last year, grab this year. Hold it, own it, make it yours. You know, don't reach for the stars. Grab the stars because you know what? I had a quote actually today on my Facebook page. So you got to just give me 1 minute because I'm going to go back and find it because it was such an amazing quote. And it was like going back to Jesus, like 70 AD. I think it was 70 AD around then. Yeah. And
I was young then,
70 BC, 70 BC through 19 BC. And it was a dude named Virgil. And what Virgil said is they can do all because they think they can. So you know what?
Absolutely.
And this is what Max says. Virgil, you were cool, rock and roll. But Max says they can do all because they know they can. I take thinking and turn it into knowing. No, you can't do all because you can. So you can do all because you know you can. Right?
There it is. Absolutely. I mean, and that's it. And you know, the thing is too, is if at the end of the day, we can smile and just go, yeah. It was good. It was a successful day. It doesn't even matter if nothing happened. Because
that's
if
right.
You got that in the back of your mind, it's magic. You're allowing magic into your life. And that's what, for me, 2009 is all about. It's about allowing the magic. And the magic is nothing more than me just allowing things to happen.
Well, I thank you so much for calling in. And you know what? That's what I had to say. So what you reached for last year, grab this year.
Not resisting, exactly.
Rock and roll. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Have a wonderful night. And tune in, because, you know, I'm going to have a new co-host, Cherub. So I'm not going to be alone here on the To The Max anymore. I'm going to have my new co-host. So there you go.
There you go.
So
thank
tune
you so
in.
Much. Happy New Year. Happy New
happy,
Year.
Happy 2009.
There it is. Rock on. Ciao.
Ciao, ciao. Good night. Bye. So, yeah, everyone, that's the story. You see, everyone has an idea, and everyone has a great concept of what should happen in 2009. And I know what's happening in 2009 is that my girl Gina Hendricks, who's here on LA Talk Radio, her birthday's coming up next week. I don't give birthday shout-outs in advance, but I'm talking to her right now on Facebook as I do my show. You know, we're doing an interactive show. So, Gina Hendricks, check her out. Check out everyone here on LA Talk Radio. Our site is growing so much. We have channels now. We have different channels where there's new shows on each channel. And amazing, 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 amazing. So LATalkRadio.com is growing. There are people who are trying to copy us. So I think that's the highest form of flattery. But don't, because I'll whoop your ass. It's not worth it. LA Talk Radio is original. It's like Wonder Bread. You can't change it. It's homey. It's great. It's what everybody needs. You know what I mean? So we need LA Talk Radio. But and we don't need people to copy us. Y'all knew who you were. Actually, I'm not going to mention him. But stop trying to steal Sam's concept. It's not worth it, because you're not going to succeed. I plant that seed there. And I really don't like negativity, but you know what? What goes around comes around. So Gina Hendricks, happy birthday to you. Y'all, if you need a date, if you need a matchmaker, check out Gina Hendricks, because she will hook you up with the hottest men, hottest women in L.A. What did you say? Gina Hendricks got her birthday coming up. I wish I were in L.A. right now. Speaking of things coming up, there's something right now. Right now, CSI Miami, you know my girl Eva LaRue? She's on CSI Miami. You know what I have to say about that? She's on the cover of InStyle Weddings this month. So check her out. Eva, you got it. When are you coming on the show, Eva LaRue? She looks like she's 23, I swear to God. Eva is like no older than 32, and she looks like she's 23 on these covers. She looks so beautiful and so radiant and attractive and sexy and CSI'd out. You should have had a gun halter on instead of a garter belt. Wait, why do I think Gina Hendricks' birthday is, it was January 15th? Gina, why did I say happy birthday to you? I don't know. I know you're out there right now, because I'm talking to you. Hold on. On Facebook, I swear to God, now I'm going crazy, because I swear that it says your birthday is January 15th. That's your real birthday. Isn't this so weird? Hold on. Y'all need to bear with me one moment, because I'm going to get mad at Facebook real quick. Yeah, January 15th is coming up. Yeah, okay. Wow. I forgot we're in January. We're in a new year. We're in 2009. Trippy. Oh, my God. Roberta from the Crescent Heights Senior Citizen Center. Hello to you. I know you're out there listening. But Gina Hendricks, you're my girl. And I'm going to... No, she's not single. Eva LaRue is actually engaged. She's on the cover of InStyle Wedding. But I know a couple of other people that are. It's so weird, this virtual. No one knows what's going on. But anyway, check out Gina Hendricks' show on LA Talk Radio. Always check out my radio. January is here, wherever you are, whether it's warm or cold. Snuggle up, chill out, and listen to LA Talk Radio. We got great shows here. I want to give a big thank you to Sam for allowing himself to create such amazing, amazing, amazing network, LA Talk Radio. Oh, you know what? Just reminded me of you guys. Bahamas and John Travolta. Our thoughts go out to John Travolta. We'll dedicate this show to your family right now. That, you know, it's really sad. His son died in Bahamas. And not a good way to start the new year, but unfortunately... it happens, so our thoughts and our prayers are with you. May the strength overflow to deal with this sad situation, Delta Volta and family. Sorry. And my friend Jackie's calling me right now, and I just took the call on my personal cell to say, Jackie, I'm on the air right now, so unfortunately I can't speak to you, but I'll put you on speaker and you can say hi to everyone. So Jackie, you're live on To The Max. What's up? Hey, Jackie. You are, and you're actually on the air right now because I'm putting my cell phone to my microphone. Happy New Year. Well, you know what, Jackie? I'm going to call you after the show, but I'm going to tell everyone right now. I put up a Facebook picture of me. There's a thing called, I think it's like college yearbook. It is the funniest thing. So, Jackie, I'm going to call you. We'll talk about it after the show. And you can go to e-yearbook.com. I think that's it. Nope, maybe that's not it.
I had no idea how you did it.
Well, you know what? I'm going to find out, and I'll let you know. So I will talk to you. I'll talk to you after the show. Because all my listeners are like, what is going on? But love you, Jackie. I'll call you in a little bit. Bye. So, yeah, that's my show. Sorry. You know, I got to keep it real. Things happen, right? Could you imagine? Oh, whatever. It's what it is. It's my show. I do what I want when I want. It's LA Talk Radio. We do what we want when we want. But I did this funny web thing, and I don't remember where it is. But you take a picture of yourself. I'm trying to find it. And you put in your picture, and you just do this weird thing. Hi, call. You're live on To The Max. Who's this?
Hi, this is Roberta.
Hi, Roberta. How are you?
I'm fine. I enjoy your show so much, Max.
Thank you. Now, Roberta, where are you calling from, Roberta?
I'm calling from the Cedar Citizens Center of Crescent Heights or the Crescent Heights Senior Citizens Center.
And what do you want to tell everyone tonight?
Well, first, Happy New Year's to you and your resolutions and the revolutions. And I'm very excited about that young girl who just sang. And I don't know that song if I were a boy, but I think she's a girl. But I love her voice and her tone. And what's her name?
Her name is Stacy. And I don't know if you have internet there, but maybe we'll get Stacy to come and perform for you. How about that at the center?
Please do. I don't know what the internet is, but please have her come to sing for us.
Now, Roberta, do you have any shout-outs you want to give to any friends that you have there?
Oh, yes. Actually, we're all listening live here. And I have Miguel here. Miguel, do you want to say anything? Miguel says hi. He says hi to you. Let's see, Rosalind, she's playing pool. The whole Senior Citizen Center of Crescent Heights would like to just shout out to you, as you would say. And so thank you for just your wonderful show.
Well, and I thank the nurses station there for allowing you guys to listen to my show. I know that they get to the internet and they allow you guys, you ladies and gentlemen and lovely senior citizens to listen to my show. So thank you to the nurses station there that they hook up the computer and let you hear me. So thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Happy New Year, Maxwell.
You too. Bye-bye. Oh, Roberta. Roberta, my name is Maximilian, though, but thank you for calling. How adorable was she, Roberta? But from the Crescent Heights Senior Citizen Center, they do hook me up over there and hook up LA Talk Radio. How adorable is that? So thank you all, you nurses station out there, for doing that for me. But I got to let you guys know next week on To The Max what we're going to do and where you can do that yearbook picture. So I'll let y'all know that. Anyway, I've got to wrap this show up. I can't believe it flew by. I didn't want to do it. I'm glad I did because here we are. And I didn't want to do it because I didn't want to because I don't have my co-host with me. But To The Max in 2009, we'll have my co-host, Cherub. Everyone, remember what I say. What you reached for last year in 2008, grab for in 2009. Have a wonderful morning. Have a wonderful afternoon. Have a wonderful evening. And thank you all for calling in and listening to The Max. And stay tuned next week for our New Year's resolution with aerospacenyc.com. Nicolo Ricci, Stefano Ricci, what's up, Miami? Big up to you guys there. Delta.com, love you all. Skype.com, you're the one that made this possible. So everyone, remember, in 2009, Happy New Year, and take life to the max. Sam, I'm out of here. Peace out, y'all.
You're listening to To The Max.
To The Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.